Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Doug Christie talking
about
Keenum.
Not playing Keenum. Boy, okay. I just playing him late.
Doug, not to beat a dead horse here with the defensive stuff, though. Second game in a row that Keon's playing just in the fourth quarter after giving up multiple 40-point quarters before that. Is there a way to find a way to get him on the court since he is one of your best defensive players?
Yeah, I mean, like, trying to play 10 players and find a rhythm for that is difficult. Like, there's a log jam at that position. One guy plays damn near the whole game. The other guy plays a few minutes, and then there's Keon. But I know in this league that things happen how they happen. And the one thing that we're going to do is try to figure it out. So we'll see. I mean, defense has to be played. You know, there's moments where guys are playing good, and then all of a sudden we just – forget what we're doing out there. And we have to have attention to detail, focus 24 seconds at a time. Seems like 24 seconds to lock in isn't that difficult, but it is.
I think
get
Doug cusses at the end of this video, by the way.
But whenever you're turning over the ball 18 times, like, you could stand for 18 turnovers and 11 points. You could survive. But 18 turnovers with 37 points, they're scoring every single time. That can't happen. Listen, Keon knows how I feel about him. I love the kid. Been a big fan of his for a long time. So he'll get his opportunity. It's just how the game happens. So love our fans, understand our fans. I totally get it. I'm here to win basketball games. But first and foremost, there's a –
we can end it. I think the one you're talking about is the one where he's talking about the Sacramento Kings stand, and he said the S word, and he's like, "Oh, but I don't get fined."
Was that he did? I don't know if that was in this video or the full press conference.
It was
video.
The one where that's where he was talking about Zach LaVine was playing good defense, but we needed him to play on the string.
I remember. I hope I don't get fined. I don't think you get fined for that. He really emphasized he's trying to win basketball games. Let his next thought play.
It's a way to play. And we have to find that way to play. We have to trust that way to play. And it starts defensively. In the conversation. It just is what it is.
Is Keon not playing the way that he wants?
That's how I took it.
Because he said a couple of things right there. He's talking about, I love Keon. I love the kid. His opportunity is going to come. One, when? Like, if I'm a Keon truther, I'm asking, like, when is his opportunity going to come? Two, he's emphasizing, I've got to win games. To me, that's like saying, Keon can't win me games right now. Mm-hmm. I love our fans. I love how passionate they are. I'm trying to play a certain way. All of this is in relation to a question about Keon Ellis. am I reading too much into this by saying he doesn't believe Keon is playing that way?
No, that's how I took it as well, because like you said, like he wants to play a certain way and he keeps emphasizing defense and defense and defense, and the way I took it is like, just, I don't know what it is, but just Keon's not doing exactly what he wants, unless I'm just misunderstanding him too.
So on the flip side,
he is not perfect on the defensive end. Let's also, we're not talking about Gary Payton here. Like, he does it. He does a lot of frustrating things on the defensive end. You talk about the way he gambles. He commits some dumb fouls on occasion. And again, you don't have to be, his game isn't relegated to his worst moments. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes we talk about Keon as if he is, in fact, Gary Payton. And he's not. But what is he? He's not a DMP guy. And I think that's the number one point we've been trying to get across today. Sorry.
In defense of Keon Ellis, and going back to those that soundbite that Doug Christie had, playing the game the right way, playing the way I need them to play, and trying to win games. I might say Malik Monk is. Dennis Schroeder is. They're doing the things you want them to do. Is that working for you? Like, if you got a problem with what I'm doing, that's all fine and dandy, but have a true better option playing ahead of me that is netting you results in the win column. Because, you know, I'm sure Malik has his moments where he gambles or isn't there and helps side or fouls, makes a bad foul. Same with Dennis Schroeder, same with Zach LaVine, same with DeMar DeRozan. But they get an opportunity to play. They get an opportunity to work through their mistakes game in and game out. Why don't I get that same opportunity? Neek, the rookie, is out here doing everything perfectly? No.
So what do we think Doug is saying then? Is Doug protecting Keon by not saying, like, yeah, the kid's not very good, or the kid doesn't do what we want him to do, or until he can play the way we want him to, I'm not going to play him? Like, is Doug protecting Keon in that press conference right there?
It
doesn't all add up. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah. My read on it is that those other guys may not be perfect, but they're able to do other things on the court that we need. Talking about offensively, playmaking for themselves and others. Where Keon, if he's not doing what I need him to do, I don't know what more he brings to the table. And I just can't have that. I can work around those other guys potentially not doing what they're supposed to do all the time, because I still have them, you know, hitting shots, creating for themselves and others. Keon, if he's off, if he's not reading the floor well defensively and in help side and all this other stuff, I don't know what it is he's bringing to the table. I'm just playing devil's advocate. That may be the way he's thinking. I still think the way he shoots is a threat out there on the offensive end. And he's an opportunistic guy on the offensive end that can slash a little bit, that can cut, get out in transition and do some stuff. That's what I see from the sidelines, but not within those walls. And he's working it out. Everybody wasn't there because Keegan was still hurt. But that was the first two times they've had almost everybody there in that position. And somebody had to not play as much. And in that case, it was Keon. You look at, I'm going to just go with the first half a little bit, because that's when people want Keon to play, and like when you want to see minutes. I'm going to Friday, not to Sunday.
Okay.
But Nick Clifford played 7 minutes in the first half. Schroeder played 16 in the first half. Malik played 16 in the first half. Zach played only 12. I think he was in foul trouble that day. But maybe Dennis and Malik played 12 as opposed to 16. And that's 8 minutes in that half that's freed up for Keon Ellis. Maybe that's where you find it, especially in a night where Dennis isn't, the shot's not falling.
Right.
So you take 4 minutes off of that, 4 minutes off of each one of those guys, and maybe you find some time for Keon there.
Dennis, I'm starting to fear is I think he had in that 0 of 10 game like 8 or 9 assists. Can anyone remember one?
No.
Like they weren't of any consequence, right? Like it didn't feel like any of it was in the flow of the game. Any of it were at like crucial points. I'm fearful Dennis will slip into that, like, I'm not scoring thing, and I feel like that's weighing on him. He said last night to Sean Cunningham, it's not, he knows he's struggling, he's got to be better, he's got to do all of these things. But yeah, like those are great things to say. You're a vet in the league, but yeah, I think it's hard for it not to, especially a 1 of 16 stretch. That's a pretty tough run. Oh, 0 of 10 is tough.
Yeah,
and then to follow it up with 1 of 6, and you know your team loses by a combined 50 and some change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, and he knows he's got to be better.
Yeah,
and. To your point, maybe it is a situation where Doug looks to protect him a little bit, mm-hmm. and say, hey, you start off 0 for 3, I'm not going to put you out there to go 0 for 8, you know, mm-hmm. or 1 for 9 or something.
But I don't even think you put that pressure on him. You just make the call. Like, you don't.
Well, you don't verbalize that, that's.
That's your internal game plan going in. Yeah.
But then. I'm with you. But here's the thing. Then you run the risk of making him feel even worse. Like, damn, I'm 0 for 3. Now I'm kind of getting benched. All right, now I really got to press when I get back in there if I want to play good again. Like, you run the risk of that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll come back. James Hamm's going to join us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about this. Doug kept talking about the level of compete last night, too.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this. Plus, we've got to get through a couple of other things. We got to talk 49ers.
Talk 49ers. We don't have to.
You know, it wouldn't hurt me when this happens to just pass on talking about the 49ers. We could talk about Dayball. That'll make you happy.
I'm not happy he got fired.
Well, I don't know. You've always been a Brian Dayball hater. Everybody knows that. It's Thilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
AC got the Halloween decorations up on.
I love how mean you just think it's hilarious, too.
It's like the sophomore class. Yeah, it really is. No, I was changing the stuff, and I was like, did somebody make these? Where'd these come from?
These came from StreamYard. I can't wait for the Christmas ones to drop. That'd be fire. Very festive, D'Lo and KC. There was a spirited discussion in our house both last night and this morning. When do the Christmas trees go up? Now, one adult female says they don't go up until the day after Thanksgiving.
100%.
The other three women in the house said, no, we'd like to put them up tomorrow.
They can like to do whatever they want. The kids got to learn.
They're going up tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I was told I think I'm doing it next week.
Oh my God.
So there's
what
now,
the hell?
So there's multiple things here.
I believe it was next Sunday.
We are contractually forbidden from working tomorrow. So we are off. Mm-hmm. The schools are off. We ordered brand new trees. They arrive tomorrow. And so Audrey, who's 11, and Abby, who is 17, was like, these need to go up tomorrow. We're all together. I don't know when we'll have this much time together. This was the selling point of the 17-year-old. I don't know when we'll all like be together for like the entire day. We should put them up tomorrow. So it appears the Christmas decorations are going up tomorrow.
At least he waited a week.
Also, the adult woman in the house wants to plan a Friendsgiving for next year. So I know who I can count in for that. Gosh, Jesse and Crystal will be there.
What happened to the Odyssey I loved?
I'm not sure. Which one was that? Who was?
Yeah, when the hell did that happen?
The one that wouldn't put the decorations up until after Thanksgiving.
That's like Make America Great Again. Like, what era?
I think I got an Odyssey that I at least hate.
Yeah. What era are you speaking of, sir?
2023 was a dark time.
Is it I'm back and I'm never leaving again? Is that the...
What are you hearing in the halls?
Is it the scuttlebutt era? Like, which one is your favorite?
Say that, it makes my skin crawl.
The scuttlebutt era is crazy.
Which one is your favorite?
Yeah, we're going to have some movement in the building, but I think we're fine. Yeah, bro, we heard about that last week.
Yeah, they got fired 4 days ago.
Where the hell have you been?
What are you talking about?
What are you guys hearing? I don't know. You're my boss. What are you hearing?
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesse is so triggered by that.
No, this fact really is.
I wonder how the Brody is doing, by the way.
Oh, man, I'm sure he's doing great.
Yeah, nice
I'm
guy.
I'm sure he's doing great, man. His Blazers are doing well. You could join me at the Westfield Galleria, giving fans a chance to win instantly at the Golden One Center this Wednesday when the Kings take on Atlanta. I'll be on the concourse at the booth for the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. You can come by. We're going to have a QR code. You can scan that in the instant win game. You could score prizes from top retailers like Minibuns from Cinnabon discounts from Vince State and Liberty Studs, $2 Jamba Juices, so much more. Plus, every single person who comes by and scans that QR code gets entered to win a $250 gift card. We're giving away 25 of those to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. Scan, play, win. Look for the Westfield Galleria at Roseville inside the Golden One Center this Wednesday.
Real quick, Kenny, when do you do Christmas decorations?
Mm.
day after Thanksgiving, like regular people.
So, like, what's in like your like? What do you still have the Halloween still stuff still up? Like, what is like? There's like kind of a lull period here. So
yeah, that's no, why I'm not against the Christmas stuff. We don't need no decorations up right now. No, there's some people that do like harvest stuff that, that represent Thanksgiving a little bit or whatever. But decorations.
So
aren't
you
needed
you
right
really want to represent what Thanksgiving is?
Yeah, he's really down for Thanksgiving.
No,
yeah.
We don't have anything.
Oh.
I'm just saying that that would be the case.
So there's
no
some,
need for decorations right
so
now.
So they did put like...
That's kind of make the house
there are,
happier.
There are fall decorations that went out recently.
What, do we have decorations in April?
We don't, fall decorations.
We don't have them all.
Flowers.
Fall decorations honestly need to go down by the end of Halloween.
So that's how... that's it. So we need to do a full transition tomorrow from fall to Christmas.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah, I'm okay.
No, it's not.
Has Mariah Carey started singing yet?
No.
Oh, that record arrives today. I was asked to order the Mariah Carey Christmas
song.
Oh,
yeah, it's Christmas
vinyl.
At his house then. Yeah, it's over with.
It arrives today, as does Boyz II Men Christmas Interpretations and Stevie Wonder Someday at Christmas. That all arrives today.
Yeah, Christmas started at your house the moment you ordered that stuff. Yeah,
that'd be better. Did StreamYard give us Christmas graphics? So, no, it's not time.
See, but we didn't even get a turkey, so that tells you what they think about it.
Same way I think about it. We don't need anything right now. It's fine. You know what really throws things off, too, is there's two birthdays. So any decorations is going to be like,
oh, yeah,
pin
Casey's
the tail
busy
on a donkey.
Birthday decorations, yeah.
Well, we have one birthday the 16th of next month. You know what really throws things off? It's 80 degrees outside.
Well,
that really throws off the Christmas
vibe.
It
came out of nowhere, too. Didn't
like,
see that one.
Like, why am I sweating? Why is it so hot? Yeah, because it's 80 degrees outside.
Bro, yesterday, Reese had a game in Manteca. I didn't have to go to Ripon. Ripon was Saturday, and then the rest of the tournament was on Sunday, was in Manteca. So I saved me about 15, 20 minutes or something like that.
Shout out for not going to Ripon.
Yeah, shout out to them. They had a nice facility, though. I saw it on FaceTime. It looked really nice. But I get there at an 8 o'clock game. The fog is still laying over Manteca. It's overcast. I got my sweats on, you know, big sweat outfit and all this other stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm straight. Like, this is good. And baseball season needs to be over. This is ridiculous. And then by about 9 o'clock, fog goes away and the sun is just beaming down. There's not a cloud in the sky, not a tree in the sky, just beaming down.
Not on a tree?
Well, you know, leaves in the sky.
Pretty insane. There's a tree in the sky.
Not in the sky. but just nothing. And we're next to turf and all this other stuff. It was hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Came out of the hoodie, but I still had the sweatpants on. I was burning up. Because they asked me to coach, too, so I had to be down there on the field, in the dugout.
Down there on the turf.
Why are you always accidentally coaching?
Because usually the program has
three
guys. Because
if they ask him to do it at the last minute, they don't have to pay him.
True.
Well, they got three coaches, and sometimes when one of the coaches aren't there, when we're at bat, there's a first base coach and a third base coach, and there's nobody to – like help out in the dugout.
Okay.
So that's why they're like they need a third man.
Hey Timmy, you're
the
up.
Third man.
Timmy, uh-huh. You're on deck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's kind of my role. Then something happens and I start yelling at the kids. I tell the coaches, fall back. I got something to say. Yesterday, this was crazy. This ain't got nothing to do with the kids. And then we can get back to the basketball or football.
Kenny doesn't know. He doesn't care. He's just like, let's we'll
whichever
get back
whichever
to
debacle
it.
You
whatever.
Guys want to talk about. We'll get
whatever.
Back.
Yeah, nothing was good. Nothing was nice.
Nothing. So. We'll talk about something that happened to a different franchise for a change.
So, my boy, shout out to my boy Elliot, who's throwing like, mind you, these kids are 12, 13 years old. Elliot throwing like 75. Like, Elliot throwing heat from 54 feet away, throwing gas, right? He comes in to close the game. He closed the first game of the day. And just mowed everybody down. It was great. We won. We moved on to the next game. Then we had an opportunity to close it down. We're like, let's go back to the closer, my boy Elliot. And Elliot didn't really have it the second time around, right? He was like wild thing a little bit. So we had my boy Carlos who was catching, and Carlos got in there in a pinch, you know, and the ball was going all over the place and it kept getting by Carlos or whatever. And then one particular time, Elliot, and this is the first five pitches Elliot is out there. One particular time, Elliot throws gas. Carlos reaches for it, kind of misses, hits the ref in the bicep, or excuse me, the ump in the bicep. And the ump says, no, hell no. You guys need to substitute this catcher. I'm out of here. And walks off the Bro, what? Hey. Walks off the field, through the stands and up into the little snack bar area at Big League Dreams.
Like, that's tough.
And he didn't even leave. He just went and, like, got a snack.
He said, fix this. Said, handle this.
He was gone. So I said, well, I said a little bit. I said, we ain't changing nobody. Are you crazy? You lost your damn mind.
Yeah, that's you got to sit back there.
Figure it out. And then he's gone. He walks off. And then the other ump, I said, yo. So what's the move? Because we're not substituting the catcher. You going to do it? He said, I'm going to go talk to him. And he goes, talks to him, and then he comes back.
The bro who left came back? Oh, no, you can't show your face here.
Yeah, hey, hold on. You should have told the catcher. Go ahead and miss this next one again.
Nah, yeah, you can't come back.
Carlos, go ahead and miss this next pitch again. We're going to hey, Elliot, hit 80 on this one.
Yeah, you can't come back.
Yeah, this dude walked through the stands and everything. It was like, you guys got to get a new catcher. We ain't getting no damn new catcher. Are you out of your mind? Get back there and call balls and strikes.
Yeah, you're getting paid.
Crazy. Bad umpire. Like, he was bad all day. But that was the highlight of his ineptitude.
I'm not going to lie. I'd be pretty pissed off if I was the parent of that catcher.
Oh, yeah. I'd also be like, yeah. Hey, man, you might not want to bring my kid up right back now. Here. Don't come back here. Yeah,
and it wasn't even
just
that
go
serious.
Get your little nachos. Just get out of my face.
It wasn't even that serious. Like I'm telling you, it was like five or six pitches. It wasn't like he was doing this for four innings. Like Elliot was a little wild the second time around, and like he was trying to get to it. It's just one of those things that happened. And one of them, he just missed. I mean, it got blue good.
Hey, umpire.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Umpire food.
It got blue. That's what you call it, umpire blue.
Yeah, blue. Come on, Blue.
It got him good.
Nah, don't do that. Don't disrespect the game. Don't disrespect it.
Don't do that. What an egregious little collusion.
What are you talking about? We've been playing baseball since 1800.
Is that Earl Hebner? Or is that Earl Hebner?
They wear the blue jerseys.
Look, Jordan heard it. Like, yo, come on, man.
No, hell no. We're talking baseball, man. We're talking baseball.
Can you imagine fearing for your life because of a 70-mile-an-hour fastball? And you got gear on?
Hey, it got him where the gear wasn't, though.
Oh, it's whatever. Whatever, bro.
Look, it hit him. He said,
Can't do it.
Yeah. Hey, man, you can't come back. You cannot come back.
Hey, he got drilled.
You cannot come back.
Holding his breath on the next pitch.
That's a tough look. He start flinching when the ball hits the mitt.
Oh, man.
Oh, poor buddy.
Shout out to my boys, man. Shout out Laguna Thunder.
Poor buddy. Brian Daboll got fired.
Mm.
We knew it was going to be Daboll or McDaniel. Boy, what different weekends those guys had.
Man.
Jesse, we're back.
Hey. I'm not saying anything. I'm just informing. All right. They play the Commanders, then the Saints and the Jets. And you got the Steelers on Monday night with an opportunity to go back to 500. Again, I'm not saying anything. I'm just informing. That's their schedule.
So I want to go back to Daboll just a second. But can I explain what I talked about on the handoff where Washington was crazy?
Okay.
First of all, you had Trump at the game on the broadcast. That was crazy. Then did you see Javon Kinlaw slap at the ref?
Wait, the ref?
I don't think I did.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I saw Payne punch Amara St. Brown.
Saw that.
Yeah, that happened. Javon Kinlaw, so the tweet says he punched the ref. Like, if you pull up the clip, you'll see it. I wouldn't say he punched at the ref. I think the ref had his hands on him, like, hey, settle down. And Kinlaw, like, slapped his arm out of the way and looked at him crazy. And then the ref throws a flag. That was crazy. There was a guy who was getting into it with the Lions punter. And jumped from the stands to attack the Lions punter. I don't know if you guys saw that. It was just a crazy day in Washington. Landover, wherever.
Still not stranger than the guy in the booth.
Oh man.
Here's the video. I'll cut the sound off.
Yeah, this one's great. This was the punch.
Yeah, this is there. Here, hold on, let me. Here's the punch here. Boom, and then it'll cut to the Javon Kinlaw play here in a second. Here's Javon.
Kind of got towards. He got towards the hat. But see, his hand.
Yeah,
was
but now see, but then he started talking to the official. That's the problem.
He probably said, "Get your flipping hand
yeah,
off."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now he's standing down on the official. Yeah, you can't do that.
You tell him the ref don't touch me.
The Commanders completely just lost their mind yesterday.
No, you're right too. Fans included.
Yeah,
I'll pull up that video. That was pretty insane.
What the hell? What the hell was that?
You got the fans clip?
I'm gonna look for it right now.
Okay.
When he around, crazy things just happen. People just lose their mind. That's what happened. I don't think there's a coincidence.
No.
People just lost it. Yeah. So, yeah. Washington.
Can't
was
wait
a wild
for him to
place.
Show up to John Cena's last match.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Here he goes.
Yeah. He's just John with the kicker or the holder or whatever. Hold on. Let me turn that off. Yeah. Look. He just jumps the rail. He's going.
Oh.
Look at that.
My man didn't even make it. Oh, no.
Hey, those feet
were
not moving.
The security guard got taken out. Look at the one. No.
Why does my man lose his shoe before he gets touched? Watch, shoe gone.
He stepped out of his shoe.
Buddy has not moved that fast ever. Oh, that's hilarious.
Dog, this was all at the same venue, at the same game.
Buddy looks like he might.
Hey, you got your belly out.
Oh, man. That's a tough look right there, boy. That's a tough look. I was sitting there minding my, the 49. So the right side of the screen were red zone, top left, 49ers. Lower left. Mm. So I'm pretty much watching that side of the screen the whole time, and the audio's always on the 49ers game. So the 49ers, like, it's a commercial or it's something's dead, and I'm just kind of not paying attention.
Niners.
Well, I wasn't going to say
Niners
that.
The Niners defense.
I wasn't going to say that. Well, 49ers defense was lively for the Rams. I look up into the upper right-hand corner, and there's the shot of the booth. And I'm like, unbelievable. And then I thought about it for another like 10 seconds. What are they talking about?
Mm.
And I went over there, and sure enough, this dude on here talking about politics and Democrats and shutdowns. And I'm like, huh. I was there 10 seconds, less than that. Mm. Went back to the 49ers game, kind of sat there. Oh, boy. Times sure have changed since 2016 when we didn't want politics in our sports, right?
Mm.
Times sure have changed when they say, well, don't make that. This is work. You can't do that at work. Mm. Times sure have changed when President Barack Obama would give his opinion, would fill out an NCAA tournament bracket, and those people would lose their mind. Because he spent a couple of minutes filling out an NCAA tournament bracket with Andy Katz.
Mm.
But that dude goes on to a nationally televised football game and goes into the broadcast booth to bitch and complain about what's going on in D.C.
Mm.
This, the same morning, we learn that he wants the stadium in Washington named after him.
This dude, man. All right, bro.
Can you imagine if Josh Harris has the balls to do that?
Bro.
Gave him a jersey.
That would be insane.
It doesn't even seem possible because how much money would you have to give up to name that Donald J. Trump Stadium? Like how much, like FedEx is literally the company that got the Redskins name changed.
Mm-hmm.
They said, look, you could do what you want to. Our stadium sponsorship will die if you don't change this name. Hmm. And that was a dollar figure big enough for them to determine we're rebranding this entire thing. That's how big that dollar figure was.
Hmm.
That's how much Josh Harris would have to just go, Nope, we don't need it. Also, I'd sure hope Magic would have something to say about that, because I believe he's a part of Josh Harris's group out there in Washington. Mm-hmm. The Washington team is the one team that Magic doesn't win with. He wins with all of the other ones.
He won last year.
Just not that one.
He thought it was the beginning of something great. No.
No. Brian's got it. Get ready for Donald J. Trump Stadium presented by Amazon. That's a good call, Brian. That's it. That's it right there.
Levi Stadium, the naming rights, 20 years, $220 million agreement. The one in Washington has to be almost half a billion.
Well, it was 20 years ago. It has to be significantly more. Yeah.
You're going to give up $500 million just to have his name on there. Stop. Stop. That was just a crazy game. But that got me thinking, though, because Brian Daboll is gone. I'm not sure why Brian Daboll got fired today.
I don't either.
Like that. It didn't seem like
I don't either.
It was going in that direction right now, where he should have been dismissed today.
Yeah. What? I mean, what was the?
They lost the lead to the Bears, but Jackson Dart got hurt.
They're 2-8. Well, they've lost, I think, 4 double-digit leads.
Part right there.
Dart's been in concussion protocol. Check for concussion.
He's been in concussion protocol the amount of times.
Daboll ran to the tent. I don't know if it was for that, but he went.
Well,
to
that
the
was
tent.
For. Was that for? Oh yeah,
that was when Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's really like no, Russ, take your helmet off.
Yeah, I think they gave Daboll another shot this year, but just realized, he's not the guy. You got your quarterback at least. Seems like
we can stay on the court.
I think you
I
have
stay on the field.
Yeah, I think you actually have the makings of a decent football team.
Jackson Dart is good.
You have
a good quarterback.
You have pieces there, and you have. You know, guys who I think are going to buy into, whatever you're doing. Blowing the 4 double-digit leads is tough, though. Mm. Like that, if you're looking for a reason, that's probably it. You might feel like this team is a little bit further along than the 2-7 or 2-8. I'm not sure which one it is that they are, 2-8. You might feel that they're a little further along than that, and those 4 blown double-digit leads is pretty brutal.
Yeah. Well,
not my problem.
I'm not sitting here acting like I'm happy he got fired. I just didn't think he was that good. I don't need him to lose his job, but I ain't worried about it.
Fire him. You should have fired him in the offseason.
That's what I thought too. GM is still around though. I thought I saw that from Schefter. He'd probably be gone in offseason though. I don't know how.
Oh, what, they fired a brother first? Fried brother Daboll first?
I don't
know. Kept the white man in charge, huh, Stephen A?
I don't know how he survived Saquon doing what he did.
Oh my God. I don't
in the Super Bowl.
So he's gotta go too, right? Yeah. Like because your owner literally threatened your job on television. And for some reason he didn't actually take the job from you after it blew up in your face. Of all of the scenarios that could have happened, literally the worst possible one happened to you. Saquon Barkley was the best player on a team that won the rival. Super Bowl.
Division rival.
It couldn't have gotten any worse. And he still didn't follow through on his threat to fire him until today. Daboll's out. We'll see what happens next.
Adam Schefter says Giants ownership announced that GM Joe Schein will remain in his position and will, quote, lead the search for a new head coach.
I think Joe Schein just got there last year, maybe.
Like, was he not the general manager during the Saquon stuff?
I'll double check.
Eagles and Packers tonight for those who celebrate. I should say Eagles and Packers tonight for those who can watch.
You can listen here, can't you?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Don't quote Casey on that. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
How? Where's the lookie?
Like, Charlie! God damn it, man.
We don't have the game.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Kenny just okay. out here saying
well,
stuff.
Typically, with Westwood 1, we usually have it. That's what I thought.
All right, yeah, never mind. He's been there since 2022. I don't know why they're keeping him
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
makes
I didn't.
No sense.
We'll come back. James Hamm is going to join us. We'll shift our attention back to the Sacramento Kings. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All right, James Hamm going to join us coming up here at the top of the hour as the Sacramento Kings had a pretty rough weekend, man. We've tried to break down a couple of different parts of it. One thing we haven't spent a ton of time talking about, I guess we did with the insiders. We probably won't touch on this much with James as we'll center our attention on the Sacramento Kings. But 49ers got pretty roughed up by the Rams, 42-26. They were, you know, playing catch up the whole game. The funny thing is, I didn't really feel like they were out of it. Like 21-0, I was like, Jesus Christ, just slow the bleeding down, man. Try to get in the end zone. They were able to do that. But when it got like truly close, when it was like, hey, the 49ers might have a chance to do something kind of special here. Mac Jones was playing pretty well. The Rams responded essentially immediately.
49ers fought back, but I don't think the Rams were ever really threatened or concerned by it.
I think that drive after the score to get them to 20 showed that. They're just like, oh, that was cute, sweetie. We got you. And they just marched the ball down the field ridiculously quick and made it a two-score game again. And that was just kind of the point where it's like, all right, this probably isn't going anywhere. Let's see how much they can hold up the rest of the game. And that it wasn't much.
Yeah, that was easy work offensively for the Rams.
Who are a Super Bowl contender. Like that was they look like a team that can absolutely win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure, man. So Niners potentially getting Brock Purdy back next week. Kyle
I don't know, man.
Kyle
I know he said that, but I thought he was coming back 4 weeks ago.
If you do bring him back, to like, he better be the starter. No, like, oh, yeah, he's healthy enough to be the backup right now.
No.
Nah. Yeah, he can't do that.
None of that. Don't waste everybody's time.
If he's ready to play, like, let's play. If he's not, then don't. That's perfect. And that's okay, too. Like, if he's not ready to play, that's okay, too. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I think the way this injury was relayed to, maybe it was a little bit more serious than anyone initially thought. Of course, he suffers the same name injury that Joe Burrow did around the same time, and Joe Burrow it just started practicing this week.
Right.
Brock has played a game during this process. So,
and it could have, it seems like it was one of those things where you, as Brock Purdy, like, all right, this kind of hurts. I feel bad or whatever, but I think I'll feel better, you know, in a day or a week or two. And it just never felt right sooner than you thought it might feel. So not saying that anybody said this, but I don't know if he was just like, it's not like he was like skirting the whole process. Like, mm-hmm. This is really a 3-month injury, but mm-hmm. I'm going to just try to get back in a week. No, I think he probably thought he'd be back, but it just never started to feel comfortable or close to it. So probably around here.
You want to run through the next handful of weeks for the San Francisco 49ers and what this might look like, because they still haven't had their bye week. That's coming up in week 14.
Jeez.
That is 3 whole games from now.
Season's damn near over at that point.
Pretty much.
Seriously.
Pretty much. Like, they're damn near getting a 1-seed bye. It's so late in the season. But we know we got the Cardinals coming up this Sunday. Mm-hmm. And what's it look like after that?
You got Monday Night Football at Levi Stadium against the Carolina Panthers, who took a bad loss at home against the Saints on Sunday. And then you go to Cleveland on a short week to take on the Browns before you got your bye. You come back well-rested against Tennessee, and then you go to Indianapolis for Monday Night Football. So I look at those next 5 games. I extend a little bit, two more games. Mm-hmm. You got to go 4-1 in those games and do your best to solidify your playoff position or your playoff berth before those final 2 games, which is Chicago and Seattle. So in these next 5 games, 4-1, that's what I'm looking at.
That Carolina one's going to be tough, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Given their run game, I think. Bryce Young, I'm not sold on Bryce Young at all, and I think they need another quarterback to take another step. But the way they've been playing there, like last week was, yesterday was tough, but that'll be a tough one for San Francisco.
It is, but their offense is just non-existent right now. They've got the run game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They got the run game, so if you struggle with Dowdle, then that's going to be an issue. But like, if you can just get a handle on that, they should be fine. But just basically, Carolina's not a walk in the park, though, anymore.
No, not a walk in the park. That was a I felt good about Carolina. I don't know in which way. I'm not saying they were going to make the playoffs, but I felt good about them. But yesterday was a bad loss for them. That was awful. At home, had the momentum of beating Green Bay, and you got the Saints coming to town with I can't even remember old quarterback's name.
Tyler Slow?
Yeah, I was going to say Schwab, but it's definitely not Schwab. But
shout out Matt.
Yeah, like, man, you got to win that game. Yeah, win that game, young fellas.
Bryce Young just doesn't have it, I think. He hasn't hit more than 200 yards in a game since week 2, and that was the only time he did.
All right, it's not going to get it done.
124 yards and an interception against the Saints.
It's not going to get it done, Bryce.
But that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah. It's not going to be a walk in the park, but you got to win that game. If you want to be in the playoffs,
no, I hear 49ers,
you got to win that game.
And Arizona's a divisional team, but they're bad. You need to deal with that. Playing with a backup quarterback also, and they will be next week. And the biggest challenge you have ahead of you is Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I mean, in the next 5, obviously you got Seattle.
Cleveland's not going to be easy either. There's always the numbers that the people have with Schwartz and how his defenses play against Kyle Shanahan and how he's like the Shanahan stopper. So you've got to deal with that. On top of the fact that the Browns already have just a good defense. You know, like their defense is good. But much like Carolina, they're a little one-dimensional. When I talk about going against the Niners, they're a little one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And I think you can maneuver. You should be able to maneuver around that and win those games if you're the 49ers.
The tough part about this for San Francisco is they're – or maybe even 49er fans – it's like this isn't a regular, hey, you know, just, you know, keep fighting, get to the playoffs, like whatever. Like the 49ers are one of those, and this has a lot to do with their recent success. It has a lot to do with Kyle Shanahan. It has a lot to do with what he has done during his time with this franchise. Is it's like Super Bowl or bust. Mm-hmm. And so anything short of that doesn't really matter. This team, I mean, under the circumstances, this team gets to the playoffs. This team gets to the divisional round of the playoffs. Again, under the circumstances, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is incredible. But that's not how this, that's not how the San Francisco 49ers, I think, as a franchise are judged, period. That's absolutely not how a Kyle Shanahan-led version of the San Francisco 49ers is judged. Mm-hmm. So in the history books, if the 49ers get to the wild card round, if the 49ers get to the divisional round and lose, it'll just be the 49ers losing in the divisional round. There'll be no context of Fred Warner and Mikel Williams and Nick Bosa and Brock and Mack and Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall. There'll be no context to any of that. Mm-hmm. It'll just note that it's another year that a Kyle Shanahan-led team didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And if the Niners, we talked about this at the beginning of the season, one of the more wild stats or tidbits I've seen in recent year, if they lose in the wild card or divisional round, it'll be the first time that has happened in like 25 years. The Niners have either not made the playoffs or at least gotten to the NFC Championship game for the last 22 seasons, I believe.
Crazy.
It is.
Absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any. I don't feel like. Did Jesse leave? I don't know that we do. Dolphins beat the Bills yesterday.
Crazy.
Dolphins crazy. Beat the Bills. They're, I don't know who Buffalo is.
I think they're a good team.
They're
a team that can make the Super Bowl.
They're 6-3. They're just kind of like, really? Kind of got your ass kicked.
Got some bad losses on there, too.
They do.
You know, I mean, they lost to Atlanta. They lost to Miami. Yeah. The Patriots' loss is looking better by the day. But
sure.
those other two, yeah, that's looking funny in the light.
Didn't the Raiders beat the Patriots to start the season?
Yeah, they did.
Man. Man.
Yeah, they did.
Patriots, speaking of, they beat the Bucks. Maybe. The Bucks with the loss to the Patriots. The Lions.
Eagles.
Thank you. Maybe they're just a tier below the... where the big boys play.
They're a tier two team. Shout out Kyle Batson with a glass ceiling, I think, looking at tier one. Like, the Baker MVP stuff. For
they did
beat playing well. And it's just,
Seattle?
Yeah, 38-35. They beat them, but it's just, it feels like the other games, they just were kind of outmatched. Less so when the Patriots won, but like the Lions and Eagles won. They just didn't really have a chance.
They beat the Seahawks, but they also beat the Jets and the Saints and... And I mean, that's fine. That's the schedule in front of you. But when you're weighing, I'm not questioning whether the Bucs are a good team or not. I think they are. It's just when you're starting to talk about, like, what can their season be, you start to look at, man, that with the exception of Seattle. And that's the thing Kyle brings up a lot, which he's absolutely right on. It's like, how far can you go? It's this conversation we're having with the 49ers. Like, what Tampa Bay is doing is what Baker's doing, what they're doing is pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. With complete context. But, you know, in the end, they might get to the playoffs and lose again. And the fact that Mike Evans has been unavailable, Chris Godwin, they had just player after player after player has been unavailable for him.
It doesn't seem like Bucky Irving's going to be back anytime soon.
Yeah, I feel like they give an update on him every week, and it's just like, oh, yeah, he's not playing.
Now it feels like he's getting pushed out more and more.
At this point, just rule him out. Just rule him out for weeks at a time.
Getting a little, what is it, the four-week IR.
Something.
Yeah,
something happening. But that was a big takeaway yesterday for me. In the same regard, it was a really good win for the Patriots.
Might be the favorites to come out the AFC now. I don't know who else would be.
Well,
still waiting for the Ravens, I guess, to come back. The
Colts are still there playing football.
What about Indianapolis?
I just don't.
You're Kenny, you hate Indianapolis.
I get it. I don't hate him. I just don't believe in him.
You know, Jonathan Taylor rushed for like a 3 million yards yesterday.
Yes, that is him, Drake May, and I guess Stafford, like, that is the top three for MVP right now. And Jonathan Taylor's got a very real shot at winning.
That man ran for over 200 yards yesterday. Not total yards.
He almost broke AP's record.
Not scrimmage yards. Like, that man on the ground ran for, like, 240.
That was crazy. Did you see those side-by-side pictures of that stadium?
What
stadium? So they were in Germany.
Okay.
And they showed what it looked like today. There was nobody in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed what it looks like today, and they showed it from the exact same camera angle.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about that side-by-side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was just kind of spooky and eerie.
That's the same stadium, right? The
same stadium.
Okay.
Same
I don't think
platform
I saw it.
And all this. It's from – it has not – there's – nothing wrong with the people who are doing it today.
Yeah, it's just
it's
before.
The same place that Hitler had
the whole
stadium.
Film. Yep, got it. Yep. Okay, let's just bring in James. This show delves into a lot of things, but the second we get to Hitler, I'm just drawing the line, man.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that out of today's show title. Maybe I won't name that today's show.
We have found We had a black power discussion for 60 minutes on Friday. We have finally found the moment we've gone too far.
Absolutely. Oh, real quick before James comes in, we talk about Kings because we won't get to this.
Why is that place still standing? Never mind. I'm sorry.
They say history?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Did you catch Gus Johnson on Saturday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was back.
The Penn State
game? Am I tripping, or was that the first time we've heard Gus like
that?
In years.
I'm glad we acknowledge that Gus doesn't really have it like that anymore.
Well, he's got – I don't know if he's had close games like that.
That might have been the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Oh, no, my gosh. That was crazy.
I did not think he caught it. I was like, okay, they ruled it a touchdown. Yeah. They're going to review it. It's the right thing to do. I did not think he caught that ball. That was incredible.
When he caught it in real time, when he caught it, I pointed at the screen. I said, oh, he got in. He got in. But I was prepared, like you, for them to look at the replay and maybe a toe was on. No, that was
amazing.
One of the sickest catches I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely amazing.
Wow. But Gus lost. He got choked up and lost his.
Oh, yeah, he lost. That was so great. That was so great. Well, we welcome in our good buddy James Hamm from the Insiders. It's very unique transition from Germany to Gus Johnson, to the Sacramento Kings. So here we are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.